Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, good morning to you. It is Thursday. The last time I checked, the federal government is still shut down. The Schumer shutdown continues, Dan Buck.
Day two.
Has it impacted your life in any way?
I was going to go to the Arch and it's not open.
Man.
I'm so bummed. I love that. I said, how long is it going to take him to get down to the Arch and start interviewing people about being upset yesterday, day one?
Yeah, did they?
Every newscast, everybody was reporting on people at the Arch. How many times have we done that story?
Oh, I'm sure.
Every time there's something with the federal government. Hey, let's go down to the federal monument downtown and let's get upset people who can't get into the Arch.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make light of it. People's jobs are impacted and people's lives are going to be disrupted and you're not going to be able to have certain services. In fact, my company is having a little bit of an issue because we don't know if our SBA loan that has to go through next week as part of our closing is going to be able to be executed. That the Small Business Administration.
So it is affecting you potentially.
No question. And again, it may just delay things. We've already been approved, but they have to push the paperwork through.
Right.
And so, yeah. So anyway, it does have a trickle down effect, no question.
Well, it's a shame then, even more of a shame, that the Democrats have chosen to hold Americans like Dan Buck hostage for their ridiculous demands that we give medical care to illegal aliens.
That's right.
One more example, sitting right here in the studio this morning.
How dare they deny illegals their right? Oh, wait, they don't have rights. Sorry.
The trolling is unbelievable. Friend of mine sent me a screenshot yesterday, and then I tuned into mainstream media and I saw the story starting to blow up. CNN is losing its collective mind. I've got a bite from none other than Democrat spokeswoman Jasmine Crockett on this morning. If you go to any government website, including probably the SBA, if you get on there this morning, yeah. Have you read what they've done?
Nope, but
when
I
you
will.
Go to the main page, here's the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is what it says when you open the page up. Due to the radical left Democrat shutdown, this government website will not be updated during the funding lapse. President Trump has made it clear he wants to keep the government open and support those who feed, fuel, and clothe the American people. Right. So the website will not be updated during this time. I have to wonder if that's not the same way like on the SBA website or any of them, right?
That's great. I mean, you talk about just calling it what it is, and boy, how the tone changes over the course of 1 year, right? Because they would have probably been having this all Donald Trump's fault had this been a Democratic-led.
One thing they won't be doing is going out and forcing park employees to rope off the World War II memorial, which you don't need a ticket to get in. It just sits there. It's like the Vietnam Memorial. You can just walk through it and look at the plaques and the names and the units that it honors. And famously, everybody remembers when they roped that thing off and wouldn't let poor little old veterans in wheelchairs get in there to see their memorial. years ago.
It was ridiculous.
They won't. They're not going to do things like that.
An unmanned federal monument. In other words, there were no employees. It wasn't like you needed somebody there. It's just a monument of walls and statues, and people walk through it every day, and pay tribute to our fallen soldiers. And they literally barricaded it. You're not going to be able to go see the fallen soldiers' walls because the bad guy Republicans are shutting it down. You know, and the arch grounds are still open, by the way. You can still go down and enjoy the view.
Take a walk.
And get underneath it. The riverboats are still running. All the other things that the riverfront offers. It's just the actual museum and going up in it is what's...
Well, you know, if you're here on vacation, do not park your wood-paneled station wagon in North St. Louis while you go down there to visit.
Oh.
The wheel stolen.
No.
Remember National Lampoon's vacation?
Oh, that's right.
That famous scene in St. Louis shows him rolling across the Chain of Rocks Bridge.
Where are we going,
Takes
Dad?
The wrong turn into downtown St. Louis, parks the car, and he comes back and the wheels are all gone. It's up on blocks. That was we've been lampooned for 40 years now over the crime problem in St. Louis.
Yes, we have.
Kind of sad. I did see where Mayor Kara Spencer had that big news conference this week bragging about how they're, in an effort to improve downtown St. Louis, they're going to make radical traffic changes to Tucker Boulevard.
Radical. What's that mean?
It shouldn't, her comment was, it shouldn't be an 8-lane highway from where it starts down there around the old Post-Dispatch building all the way down past City Hall. Like, it's four lanes in each direction. It's like an 8-lane superhighway. They're going to put traffic restrictions on it. They're going to block off two of the lanes. They're going to have a dedicated bike lane. They're going to do all these things to try to slow people down going down Tucker Boulevard. Of all the problems this city faces, how in the world did we land on that one to hold a news conference on and say, if we just fix this, it's going to move the city forward?
Why don't we start with the two or three people that almost daily try to stop my vehicle driving in to panhandle me at 3 a.m? Like, guy without a shirt today, dreadlocks coming out behind a tree.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he's like signaling to me, like, trying to get you
to pull over,
to turn right. Yeah. You know, turn here. And like, you know, and I'm like, where's the police on this deal?
Maybe he had some key information he needed to impart to you.
Yeah.
Dan.
Right. And so, needless to say, there's a lot of issues she should be dealing with and spending money on. But, you know, narrowing the lanes of Tucker Boulevard does not seem to be high priority for downtown.
Well, it is if you work at City Hall, maybe. I mean, but what a small percentage of people does that even affect? I don't even know.
How about sequencing the lights? Let's start there.
That's a great idea.
You go red light to one block, stopping at another red light, stopping another red light. None of them, by the way, are censored, I don't think. I think they're all timed. Like, are you kidding me? Were we still in, like, the, you know, 1980s where we can't, you know, now everything has censored lights. But nope, not in downtown St. Louis, not on main thoroughfares. In other words, you're stopping for nobody. There's no traffic at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you go red light one block at a time to
get into
town.
Which just encourages lawlessness.
Right, which is why that guy...
It encourages me to want to just go ahead and... Go on through.
Yeah.
Not without stopping.
Oh, slow down. Make sure there's no traffic, which there never is.
Right? You have to stop in downtown St. Louis at a green light out of fear that somebody's going to blow it at full speed from the other direction.
That's right.
Always slow down or stop if you're approaching a Market Street downtown in the mornings, for sure. All right, we got a great show for you. We're going to get Tom Ackerman in here a bit later. Love to get his take on the Chaim Bloom news conference earlier this week, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the baseball playoffs, the football bye week for Mizzou, but of course some big contests going on. We got Jim Tallon in today. A little later, Griff Jenkins, our buddy from Fox News, is going to join us, and we're going to get to former Mayor Chesterfield Bob Nation. You know, they bought a building in Chesterfield, and it's a hornet's nest out there right now because the city government decided to buy basically a Class A office building because they wanted the parking garage attached to it. And a lot of a couple of current politicians in the city, and obviously Mayor Nation before he left office, were vehemently opposed to this idea. And they think there's a lot of misinformation out there on it. So we're going to get Bob on to talk about that this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Because for decades, Republicans have consistently shut the government down as part of their efforts to try to extract and jam their extreme right-wing agenda down the throats of the American people.
I can no longer hear that man's voice without imagining a sombrero and a mustache. I can't. It is forever embedded in my brain, Hakeem Jeffries. Sorry.
And that's a lie, by the way. Let's just start with what he just said is a 100% fabricated lie. It was the Republicans who tried to keep it open and the Dems whose extreme things shut it down.
Let's be honest.
So now I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop.
Oh, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump spend each day thinking of a new way to troll the insane left in Washington, D.C.
The Trump 2028 hat yesterday. I laughed in the middle of the afternoon just thinking about it.
People, Mondami, if he's elected, is a Marxist. And you are going to see people who believe in free enterprise, people who believe in property rights, people who don't want a jihadist radical who wants to defund the police, fleeing New York City and coming to Texas.
Yeah, thank you. Ted Cruz yesterday calling Zohran Mamdani what he is. He went on The View and said, I'm not a communist. I'm a Democrat socialist.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Please look that up. Yeah. If you think there's a huge difference there, there's not.
And listen to what he talks about.
Yes.
He is a communist.
They want to have illegal aliens come into our country and get massive health care at the cost to everybody else, and we don't have it. And that's I would say, the number one reason that they want to strike is to get illegal immigrants health care.
Yeah. Well, watching Mike Johnson and these other folks just eviscerate the likes of Caitlin Collins and George Stephanopoulos just absolutely thrills me to know. And I can watch it again and again and again. They think, but you're lying about this. They're not really wanting to give money to. He goes, wait, we uncovered all of the fraud where they were giving billions of dollars away. And a lot of it was going to people who had no business receiving health care because they weren't legal citizens in this country. And they're like, well, that's beside the point. Well, no, that is the point.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do it.
They want to reload $1.2 trillion that's already been cut. The big, beautiful bill and Doge and all of the recidivism that occurred from the Doge fraud that was found, they want that put back in. I mean, guys, you have to understand what they're asking for is so ridiculous. There's no way, and I sure hope we don't get weak-kneed on this.
Well,
we've got to hold the line.
The polls show that the American people understand who caused this. It's the Democrats. And Chuck Schumer wanted to deny that, even though it was a New York Times poll. He claimed it was biased. It must be biased, even though it's the New York Times. He was defending him. All right, quick break here. Let's get Ethan to our national anthem, please.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. So someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States, I don't know if that's pro-life. So they're very complex issues. I don't know if anyone has all the truth on them. But I would ask first and foremost that there be greater respect for one another and that we search together, both as human beings, in that case as American citizens or citizens of the state of Illinois, as well as Catholics, to say we need to, you know, really look closely at all of these ethical issues and to find the way forward as church.
Out of the fat and into the fire, my Catholic friends. I'm sorry, I'm not Catholic, but you have traded one left-wing pope for a Chicago leftist pope. They called him, what, the first American pope, although he spent the last 25 years in South America. That was Pope Leo yesterday. So I'm not Catholic, and I hope I don't step on too many toes here. But I can believe in protecting innocent life, which means you can't take a vacuum cleaner and suck a fetus out of a woman and not claim that you're taking a life. You can be opposed to abortion and the murder of innocent babies and still support the idea that if a mass murderer kills a bunch of people because they're evil, that they can be put to death for that. That those two are not in opposition to each other. I'm sorry, Pope Leo, they're not. And I can be pro-life and believe in the sovereignty of my country and say that you can't come here illegally. We welcome immigrants in this country, but no, Pope Leo, that's not a conflict for me to say I don't want somebody who crossed the southern border illegally, who's never had a vaccine or anything in their entire life, could be bringing drugs, crime, illness into this country. We have a system for doing that. If you want to come in, do it legally.
Those are not in conflict. And that's what he told us yesterday.
Yeah.
It just gets worse and worse with this guy.
So I'm a cradle Catholic. I grew up my entire life. My kids all went through Catholic schools. And, you know, the church, the focus of the church, I don't understand why they keep going down these rabbit holes and feeling like a pope needs to have a voice on climate change or on immigration or, in this case, you know, the death penalty. It's like you have souls to save out there. And we have major problems within our church of you know, pedophilia and you know, other issues that they need to egg clean their own act up before they, you know, what is it, the don't worry about the splinter in your enemy's eyes when you got a plank in your own. I mean, they need to get focused on their own issues. They've got runaway healthcare organizations that don't respect human life and who promote abortion and who give referrals at their ER departments. And I mean, you know, there are so many internal issues within the church that they refuse to look at. They refuse to look at government overreach, including bodily autonomy during COVID. They shut down all sacraments because the government told them to.
Yep.
When they should have held the line there. I'm a fall away right now. There's no question. I'm finding a lot more grace and a lot more support and a lot more hope in a Christian church right now because our pulpit has just gone weak. And then you have a pope who comes out and he picks up on topics that he just needs to keep his nose out of. Where is he, a climate expert now all of a sudden? Does he have research because temperatures are rising that suddenly the world is coming to an end? I mean, there's people on both sides, scientists on both sides of that issue who will hammer it out. The pope needs to stay out of that fray.
Yesterday, he did what appeared to be, he walked up to a chunk of ice that they had on the stage at this climate conference and appeared to bless it.
Because before it melts and becomes water.
I don't know. Would it then become holy water if that happened? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't know. You know who was there with him? Listen, one of our former members of the Republican Party. Here you go. Listen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wait for it. It has to come up here.
Here we go.
Okay. No, screw your freedom.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was on stage with the Pope because he supports his foray into fighting climate change.
Oh, gracious. Again, pick your battles. Let's saving souls before you try to dictate climate change.
I was worried about this the minute it happened. Everybody joked he's a White Sox fan. It's going to be fine. But now we're starting to see the fraying around the edges there. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we'll get to Dan's segment coming up next. Buck, don't give a bleep. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Buck, don't give a
It is Thankful Thursday for the Buck segment, where we always just give thanks to somebody out there being a soldier for good causes, for great voices. And this is a guy, you don't hear from him a lot, but the little I've heard from him, I love. And it's Congressman John James out of Michigan. But what I liked about this one, the Reverend Al was on MSDNC the other day. And spoke wrongly about the state of Michigan, saying they have no black congressmen to represent the black people in Michigan.
In Michigan?
Yeah. Well, John James is a black Republican who's an amazing freedom fighter up there. And he basically goes after Reverend Al, but more importantly, he defends so many good things in this about a minute and a half diatribe. You're going to love this guy. You're going to probably want to follow him because he gives you a hope for the state of Michigan that we all know is one step from hell right now. But this guy is up there. He's fighting the good fight, and I think he's got a great future in the Republican Party. You're going to want to give John James M.I., as in Michigan, a follow on X. Here's where he goes after the Reverend Al. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, it's not millennial.
John is not one to talk to us this morning.
I could play play it straight off X from my phone if you wanted me to. Well,
the question, is it clean?
It's totally clean.
It's totally clean.
Yeah, he's a congressman.
Oh, I was going to say,
if it's
clean, we can certainly pull it up here on one of the other computers. I don't know what's going on.
Which is funny
here.
Because Dan heard me play it earlier.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I can probably...
Well, we could get our crack engineering staff working on this. Let me see if I can pull it up over here and take in your word for it that there's no concern here on the audio. Here we go.
I don't watch MSDNC, but someone just sent me a clip of Reverend Al Sharpton claiming Michigan doesn't have a black congressman.
Because there's been tensions, there are no black members of Congress now from Michigan, first time in decades.
Al... Are you that blind? I'm here, and I exist whether you like it or not. I went to war for the right to think for myself. You are not going to erase me because I don't fit your bigoted idea of what a black man is or has a right to be.
Wow.
I'm a West Point grad, Ranger qualified Apache pilot, combat veteran, and businessman. I have one wife, two master's degrees, three kids, and I am the black congressman from Michigan. And yes, I am a Republican. Not because the party's perfect, but because it's the platform that most aligns with the economic and moral values that my grandmama taught me. But unlike some people, politics has not become my religion, though Michigan is my mission field and service is my calling. My loyalty is to God, my country, and my family. In 2024, more young black men gave President Trump a serious look for jobs, paycheck, safety, and respect. Your blindness, Reverend, is part of the reason we can't have nice things. But we can change that. Come to Detroit. Talk to some of us. Let's you and I have a little debate about whether decades of Democrat control is working out for black families and neighborhoods, or if it's time for Michigan's first black governor to bring positive change for everybody.
Oh, yeah. He just announced he's running for governor, huh?
What do you think?
How about that?
Well, can you imagine that guy instead of Whitmer?
He's got to be a rising star.
Dude,
I would hope.
He's very articulate, military trained, disciplined, great father. Love this guy. Give him a follow because he does post quite often for a congressman, and it's always like in his house. You can tell it's not a staff member.
He's doing these himself. It's not somebody writing them for him. He talks from the heart. I like the guy a lot. So, John James, look him up. He's a good dude.
So, you know, what he's talking about there is this the problem that the left in Congress, particularly the Congressional Black Caucus, the bias they have shown for years. I will probably get the name wrong. I don't know if it was Colonel Alan West. I'm trying to remember which black congressman it was who happened to be a Republican who tried to join the Congressional Black Caucus and was told that he wasn't
black enough.
No, it wasn't welcome because he was a Republican. So in other words, it's not the Congressional Black Caucus. It's the Democrat Black Caucus.
Exactly.
But they call it the Congressional Black Caucus. That's the group that Kamala was speaking to over the weekend when she urged them to fight fire with fire. She wanted them to stand up and be strong. And it's a leftist branch of the Democrat Party within Congress. But you're not allowed in unless you're a Democrat. It's not just because you're blue. It's not just the color of your skin. If you disagree with them on policy, you can't be a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. So no outside voices exist in that void. It's like a vacuum of mindlessness. It's amazing to me, and good for him for calling Al out on that.
Yeah, and I did not know that he was announcing that he was going to run for governor. But there at the end, he definitely hinted at
it. That's what it sounded to me like there.
Yeah, and I'm looking that up right now, whether he has officially announced, because he'd be a great governor for, you know what? John James, Michigan governor, it says.
Is it out there?
He announced his candidacy earlier this year. Yeah, he's announced a bid to be Michigan's governor, so he will probably, I think he could win that primary up there pretty darn easy. He is well-respected. He wins his district, which is, prior to him winning it, was a toss-up county in a district just outside of Detroit. It is suburbs, but it has gone Democrat, but he won it by a landslide. And I think this guy could definitely give Whitmer all she wants up there.
Wow. So, well, you got to bear in mind what the source of that was.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
That's the Reverend Al.
P-I-C-T.
Who can't even, Respect. Who hasn't even heard the song enough to spell it, the word correctly.
Come on, man. Give me a little respect. Respect.
That cracks me up. I remember meeting the Reverend Al when he came to St. Louis. My goodness. He's been here a number of times over the years. The only time I got close to him is when they were blocking I-70 back in the 90s. Catherine Jamboretz was our morning reporter then, and we sent her out there to cover it, and then I ended up going out later in the day and watching the arrests. They had it all planned out, but they were blocking it because they claimed the state of Missouri didn't give enough money to minority contractors for state highway construction jobs. So Reverend Al came to town and, to blackmail the authorities into giving more money to the minority contractors. And that's the only time I've ever been up close. I did interview Jesse Jackson one time when he was running for president. What year was that? Would that have been 88, I think?
I know.
When Jesse Jackson ran for president?
Yeah, I know. But he's outraged at the LGBTQ community still for stealing the rainbow from him.
He had the Rainbow Coalition,
which he had to kind of abandon when the rainbow got stolen.
I wish I could find that, because we were at this event and the Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and they said, all right, Reverend Jackson's not going to be doing any interviews when he left. And I said to my photographer, when he gets close to us, hit the light, because he'll be attracted to it like a moth to flame. And
he never met a camera he didn't like, ever. No,
those were those big lights sitting on top of this big orange ikigami we had, and it lit up the whole room, and here comes the Reverend straight to me.
Yeah.
And I got to interview him when he was running for president. Like it wasn't an exclusive or anything, but it's just funny that they said he won't be doing any media after the event, and he walks straight to us.
He sees the sun gun.
When we put the light on. Oh, yeah.
We used to call it the sun gun, right? Because it was like the sun came out when you put that thing on.
No kidding, man.
Yeah. And he, like you said, moss to light. He was, oh, what? You know, I hate to say it, Trump's got that same syndrome, too. It's like,
oh, he does.
He always, yeah.
Yeah. Never met a Camry he didn't like.
If he ever doesn't talk to the press on a daily basis, they're going to think he died. Which
they
did.
They're going to say he's had a mental breakdown. He didn't talk to the media for 3 hours today. Unbelievable. That's a great one, Dan. Thank you.
You bet.
I appreciate that.
Somebody just asked again, what's the actual handle? It is John James MI, as in Michigan. That's where you'll find him on X.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on this government shutdown, one thing we hadn't talked a whole lot about was the cuts they're going to be able to get away with making potentially while the government is closed. We're going to talk about that up next.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah. Sorry to bring that voice up again, but when this story broke yesterday, first I thought to myself, wait a minute, I've seen this story before. And then I realized that there was more to it. I remember seeing Joe Biden in the one of his few press appearances through the course of his presidency, and they got a side shot of him at the podium, and you could see that he had a cheat sheet in front of him. He had a piece of paper, and somebody zoomed in on it and blew it up, and it was his cheat sheet. It told him which reporter to call on, in which order, what question she was going to ask him, how he should respond. It had all of the cliff notes right there for him because he was incapable of handling questions like Trump does on a daily basis on any and all subjects. Didn't matter what you ask him. Ask him about war in Somalia. Ask him about tariffs. Ask him about peace. Ask him about windmills off the coast of California. Didn't matter what you ask him, Trump can answer it. Joe Biden couldn't, and his staffers knew that. Well, this story comes out yesterday. I'm thinking, so what's new about this? Listen to this. Joe Biden needed cheat sheets to recognize Hillary Clinton and other A-list Democrats during his foundering presidency. Floundering, I should say, not foundering. It has been revealed. Unearthed note cards reveal the 82-year-old required photographs, names, and many biographies for a number of household Democrat names, including he had to be reminded that Hillary Clinton was also Secretary of State in the Obama-Biden administration. Other famous names who Biden needed help with included recognizing Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, then Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and billionaire philanthropist David Rubenstein. 10-time Oscar winner Denzel Washington. He also needed a reminder of who that was and was described to Biden as one of the greatest actors of the 21st century. The depths to which this man had checked out and the cover-up that his staff went to prevent the public from realizing it, hand-in-hand with the mainstream media, is the greatest scandal of the last century, in my opinion. And it's kind of been blown over now.
Well, and you got to hope some of these congressional hearings are going to result in something.
God, they got to.
I mean, they've interviewed people who are openly now admitting that he was absent. I mean, yes. Mentally absent. He wasn't even available to cabinet members as needed. I mean, it was the fact that so many people were lying, you know, and saying one thing when they absolutely knew another thing. How is that not treasonous when you know you have a president who is incapable mentally to do his job and you continually covered for him for 2 to 3 years during that decline and lie and didn't just cover for him. In other words, they actively promoted that he was good. Right.
Yes.
They
the best version of Joe Biden.
That's right. And to me, that is the crime.
Yes.
Is that that's, you know, the decline of Joe. It's unfortunate for him, but it's all the people around him who covered for him and promoted the lie that he was just fine and even propped him up to win another 4 years is absurd.
So the use of cheat sheets, not uncommon among politicians, it says here, but these note cards were used by Biden as recently as January when he left office, as well as day to day when he was president. Some cards were from an event handling the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which went to a handful of famous recipients, including Clinton and Washington, just weeks before he left the House. And a former Biden staffer got defensive when asked why they had to remind him who Chuck Schumer was and said, should staff have not told the president that Chuck Schumer was attending? Well, it wasn't them telling him Chuck Schumer was attending. It was them reminding him who Chuck Schumer was.
Oh,
honestly, it was that bad, folks. You should be very shocked by that. Hey, here's the other story I mentioned to you earlier. The White House yesterday, and this is Russ Vogt. We talked to his successor at Heritage yesterday, by the way. He's now with OMB. He announced the federal government is going to cancel $8 billion, billion with a B, in green energy funding in the middle of this Democrat-forced government shutdown. This is from Breitbart. He took to X on Wednesday to announce the cuts. The cuts are to projects in a lot of, imagine that, blue or blue-leaning states, including Illinois, our neighbors next door over here. And they're looking for other places they can cut. And when they do that, I think these cuts become permanent. I could be wrong. The president said they're taking a risk during the shutdown, because during the shutdown we can do things cutting benefits in large numbers. We don't want to do it, but we do know there's a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse, and we're cutting that.
Yesterday, the legal expert from Heritage Foundation told us that the shutdown really puts a ton of power and gray area in federal government, because really the administration runs everything. They yes. get to make decisions because they're outside the operating guidelines of the budget. In other words, now it's hey, all these people are furloughed. He can make decisions budgetarily saying, well, hey, they're unessential workers. We're getting by okay in these departments. He literally could use DOGE and go in there and clean out some of these departments.
In case you are wondering what things are affected, what aren't, I do have a short report on that this morning. I'm going to play that for you coming up here in the next hour. And it's not as widespread as you think. And as our guest yesterday pointed out from Heritage, a lot of these folks, if this thing's over in 3 days or 5 days or 10 days, they're still going to get their money. They're going to get paid. They're going to get a check.
Back pay, yeah.
But if you live check to check, then that could definitely put a little bit of stress on your situation. Coming up, we will talk to Tom Ackerman, Camo X sports director. He had a long talk with Mo this week. He got to listen to Heim Bloom. We'll find out what he thinks about the Cardinals for next season.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.